in the entire Metroplex. That's counting the whorehouses, the Swedish institutes, the slums, anything out there. That is the biggest waste of space.
Cobra.
The Wax Museum. First off, the two words don't make sense, because anytime wax and museum are put together, that wax is wax. A museum is something you put Van Gogh in. Not wax. Ooh, look, it's Andy Griffith and he's made of wax. Oh, that's kick-ass. Oh, look, it's Bea Arthur and she's made of wax. That's awesome. Oh, look, it's Burt Reynolds. And you know what? He's made of wax. That's my positioning statement on the Ripley's Believe It or Not Wax Museum in Grand Prairie. Now we throw it to Mike Reiner.
Well, I happen to be a huge fan of the Wax Museum.
Oh, boy!
I see nothing wrong with it at all.
How long? When's the last time you went?
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah. You don't make family trips?
No, I don't make family trips. And I passed while in Amsterdam on the opportunity to check out Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
You know why?
Why?
It's stupid. The concept
of... No, it's not. It's not stupid. What is stupid about it?
That's what I'd like to know.
I mean, it's kind of a novelty.
Okay.
I mean, just every once in a while, Corby will pull out this high-powered scope of his, and he will get something in the crosshairs.
Cobra.
And for no reason at all, he will just
beat it up.
Blow it out of the air. For no reason. A lot of people enjoy going to the wax museum.
Oh,
and
I beg to differ.
They enjoy going there.
I am one of them. What is wrong with it?
Neither one of you have been, I guarantee you, since you were 5 years old.
Because a lot of times...
Grego, you go a lot?
No, I don't. I mean, the last time I went, I was probably in elementary school. But a lot of people go there. It's a good, clean, family fun. And, yeah, it may be wax, but a lot of times it's like they'll have like... the clothes they put on them is actual clothes from like a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And some of those likenesses are amazing.
It takes a lot of talent to do what they do out there. It's not like they just took a mold of some guy's head. It's not like they, retraced it. They did this by looking at photographs and making sure things were measured properly.
And they go to some pretty great lengths to get it right.
They spend a lot of time on that.
Unlike E! News. Mm-hmm.
Right. Click print. The Wax Museum's awesome. I went out there about 3 years ago and saw the Jesus display, and it was the life of Christ, and it was really touching and very moving. Really enjoyed it.
When was the last time you went out there?
Yeah, Jesus. Wax hater.
You guys are so full of shtick. It's unbelievable.
I'm not.
I'm really not.
I cannot believe
I'm
you
not
would
at
turn
all,
on me like this.
I'm not either. I'm not turning on you. I don't understand why you have a big problem with it. I mean, is it the coolest place in the world to go? No. Have I been there in 30 years? No.
Will I ever go again? Hell no.
But there's a lot of people that do enjoy that. If they didn't, it wouldn't be able to stay there as long as it's been there. It's been there forever.
That's where my theory comes into play, because I never have known anyone to actually go to the Wax Museum.
You ever been there?
Yeah, I went once.
Rhines, have you ever been there?
Yes.
Danny, have you been there?
Many times.
So have I. So everybody's been.
I went once, and no one goes back. It's not like Six Flags.
It's not a place you go all the time. You're exactly right. But Six Flags always thrives on families going back. But it's not that. Don't compare it to Six Flags.
Why not?
Because it's not the same type of place.
Guys, the only place you go back to is the Barley House.
It's a place where they'll take elementary schools on field trips.
And they don't have fun. They hate it.
Oh, they don't hate it.
Kids used to love it. No, you didn't.
I did too. Don't tell me what I felt or what I thought.
I just don't understand why all of a sudden you'll just pick out somebody or something and just rip it to high holy hell.
And you know what? This is half bit because I don't think you hate it as much as you say you hate it.
Oh, I every time I drive past,
I think
he does.
I think he just wanted to get on here and say Wax Museum.
You know what? I've probably ridden in a car with Corby 10 times
to
where we've gone to Fort Worth and we've had to pass by that. Every single time he brings this up, who would go there? That's the stupidest thing ever. A wax museum.
Right. Who does go there?
I just told you.
A museum with wax in it. That's it.
I just told you who goes there.
I'm going to make a marshmallow museum and mold all these
all right,
crazy
see,
creatures
now
you, out
now
of
you're just being stupid.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Who came up with wax?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. It's pointless.
That madam chick from London, that what is it,
Trudeau?
Madame Tussauds. Tussauds, that she did.
The one in London, genius.
That place is awesome. I've been to that one in London. I went to the one in London, yeah.
Kevin, I went to the one in Las Vegas, Corby. I sure did with my family, and we enjoyed the hell out of it. I loved it so much, I bought a season pass.
Oh, God.
And it was in Vegas, so I don't get to go back, but I did like it. It was enjoyable.
You know, for a long time, they had the...
Yeah.
They had the Bonnie and Clyde death car from the movie.
Oh, that
right,
was cool.
Really?
Well, that was kind of cool to see.
Did they have wax bullets?
That's just
cool.
A lot of cool memorabilia there. And then you have the Ripley's Believe It or Not exhibit, which is great.
I was telling you why they do that. It's not a matter of the wax figures. It's what that goes around it because they'll use actual props and historical articles.
So really all we're accomplishing here in Community Quick Hits today is coming up and displaying one more reason why everybody hates Cobra.
No, Mike.
Snake.
I guarantee you there's more people on my side than yours.
I guarantee you there's not.
If we take 10 phone calls right now, more people...
Boy, have you ever noticed how he thinks everybody is just like him?
Well, everybody's...
Everybody is just like you.
You know what?
I know no one's like you, Mike.
Start punching up some phone calls.
Right, let me clear these lines real quick, because I don't trust these guys.
Why not?
It's because...
They're wax haters.
That's right. All right, here's one.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, Corby.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Every time I go past that museum, I think the same thing.
Thank you.
Cobra.
Hang on. My wife took the kids over there. They had a blast.
All right, so
see there?
One to nothing, me.
No, that's one to nothing us. If anything, it's a neutral vote.
Right, because he's got seven kids, so it's 7-1 us.
Right.
I have 13 kids.
Okay.
13-1.
Game over.
Hard line.
Hello there. You're on the air. Wax Museum, yes or no?
Corby?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, brother.
Thank you.
When I was a kid, I went there, and it was a Halloween display thing. And it scared the holy bejesus out of me
and I've hated it ever since.
Effective.
2-0.
Effective, yeah, it scared you.
He didn't like it.
It's not our fault you're a big wussy and are scared of wax.
Exactly. You know what? You can just tell by that guy's tone of voice that he was an idiot.
Hi, right. You're on the ticket.
Corby, you're right. That's the biggest waste of time ever.
Huh.
Cobra. These are rigged, by the way, by Kevin Scott.
Huh.
Somehow they're rigged.
Oh, yeah,
somehow.
They're rigged.
Kevin Scott's
somehow.
Pre-screening and rigging it. I'm watching the telos. You stop it.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with Corey.
Oh.
Every time I drive by that place, there's five
Cobra.
Cars in the parking lot, and three of them are broken down.
Huh.
That is not true.
Interesting how it's
not
four
true.
To nothing. Let's just go to five and just see what happens.
Hi there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you are probably scared of the figures also, are you not? Tell the truth. It freaks you out, doesn't it?
No, I'm not scared. That's not the point here. We're trying to figure out if the Metroplex agrees with me or the other guys.
Okay, we always agree with you, Kobe, but you are scared.
Thank you. 5-0.
No, 4-1.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Whatever you are, 13 votes.
Oh.
Hi there. You're on the air.
I agree with Corby.
That's Junior Miller. Go ahead. Line one.
Cobra.
That was Junior Miller.
Sure was.
This is a route. Do we even need to go on? This is worse than the Mary Lou Retton quiz.
Let's talk to George and Dan. Go ahead. Hi, Dan.
George Dunham.
Hi there. You're on the air.
It's not bad. It's like the Olympics. Every 4 years, you got to go and visit.
Okay. 6-2.
Last one.
Hi there, you're on the air.
This counts 10 points. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, I totally agree with you, Corby. I'm 30 years old, and I've never, ever expressed any desire to go to a stupid wax museum, even when I was a kid. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
That was a drop.
Once again, proving that everyone hates Reiner. This is why everyone hates Reiner.
Thank you.
Proves
no such thing.
Ask community quick
proves
hits.
That everybody
and,
hates you.
And I got to go.
I don't understand
community quick hits.
Greg.
Dynamite. Everybody.
Greg.
Hey.
The Metroplex
Cobra
degrees.
Community quick hits.
The Metroplex degrees.
Everybody hates the Wax Museum. The Wax Museum. The Wax Museum. Everybody hates the Wax Museum. The Wax Museum. The Wax Museum.
By the way, the sponsor Dan Bennett wants to see you, Cobra.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
All right. Coming up next, more fun and hijinks and stuff.
The Cowboys.